Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. It's an action-packed football Monday morning. Let's get to it, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Tiger Woods wins tour championship for first victory since 2013.
Right, so it's an action-packed football Monday morning, but the number one headline, and we hit upon it at the start of the show a little bit, Taz, is Tiger Woods. Winning a golf tournament for the first time in 5 years.
It's unbelievable.
It's to come back from the way, and the scene yesterday of the fans around him.
Sea of humanity.
Cheering him on as he is going up to the 18th green to putt his way to victory, Taz, was amazing.
It was unbelievable.
Being a former wrestler, but being that kind of a, feeling that kind of love and adulation and celebration.
Never done that walking on the grass.
No, you've had that in the arena, so you felt that. It's amazing. It's got to be an amazing feeling for Tiger. It really has been.
Thing Moose, like, and you know, you followed his career closer than I have, and just coming off of four back surgeries since 2014. That the pain, the work that this guy put in, the rehab, all just to get back to this form, and come 2019, and this guy is anywhere near where he used to be, golf's going to be hotland, maybe not hotland it's ever been, but super hot. This guy makes golf hot. This guy is a household name, Tiger Woods, and to do it, and to be able to play the way he's playing. After all those back operations, to me, it's awe inspiring. It's amazing.
Well, if you go even further back, to go where his marriage falls apart, personal life is thrown out there for public consumption, that aspect of his life falls apart. Then the body starts to fail him. He's having one surgery after another, to the point where if you do a little research and read up a little bit to play the point that Taz just made. Where he's having trouble going out to dinner, where he's having trouble going from point A to point B without being in consistent pain. Remember getting pulled over by authorities.
Oh, yeah. And the video of him.
Where he thinks he's in California.
Yeah.
Because he's on medication and he over-medicated himself. Where he's having trouble sleeping at night because he's in so much pain. Taz, to go from that to this, where Jack Nicklaus is sending out a tweet that he thinks Tiger Woods is swinging the golf club better than he ever has. I don't know if I'd say that, because when he was at his peak, I don't think anyone's ever swung the club better. So I don't think he's that, but he's good enough. Even though he's not that kind of golfer, he's good enough to still win and compete. And those that said he'd never win again, and I don't think he would win a major again. I thought he'd win another tournament. He did that. Well, maybe he does win another major. If he does, I'll tell you I was wrong. Yesterday was some scene. It really was. On an NFL Sunday.
It was unreal.
If you flipped over the mass of humanity. And Taz, here's the other thing. He's enjoying it more.
Yeah. Well, he's more mature. He's older. And he's more in line in his career. his life seems like, you know, because to your point, he's been through a lot of trials and tribulations, and he's been through a lot. And he's a public figure. Therefore, your issues are public for public consumption. And he's battled through that, not just the physical end, but to the emotional end and the psychological end. And here, I got a quote for you. The name of the game is you got to make the putts, and you got to, and you've got take two. The name of the game is you've got to make putts, and you've got to get it, roll with it.
Nice.
Tiger Woods.
Very, very
You've
nice.
Got to roll with it. He said that sentence wrong, by the way. I'm an expert reader, so I'm not reading it wrong. Putts. He's made a lot of putts.
He's made a lot of putts. And when the putter's going well.
You see the 13-footer he made?
I did.
Unbelievable.
I did. And when he shot a one over yesterday, so it wasn't a scintillating final round, but he did have I believe it was a four-shot lead going into the final round of the Tour Championship. And it was great to see. Taz, I grew up, and I was a golf fan growing up, played golf growing up. I always heard about Arnold Palmer and Arnie's Army. And they'd show the old video when Palmer was at his peak of the people just following Arnold Palmer around the golf course. And he was always beloved, right? Yep. He was always a guy that people wanted to get close to. And Tiger really was never that guy. People respected him. People loved his talent. They were at all watching him. But there was never really that over-the-top connection that, like, Palmer had with the fan base. Tiger never really had it. There were people that supported him, but you never thought you'd get the scene that you got yesterday when he is walking up, Taz, and you watch the video.
Yeah.
And people are sprinting to get behind him as he's walking up to the green. Taz, I felt like I was watching video from the 70s. It was amazing
It was definitely wild, and they did great camera work on that. But you know what it is? It's to the point, I was just saying, man, it's like the guys had a lot of problems. And what do people love to do? They love to forgive.
They do.
So there's more of a connectivity now. There's more of a connectivity for Tiger. He's human.
And he's softened human. A little bit with the kids, too.
He has. But back in the day, when he was in his prime, he wasn't human.
No, he was not.
He was
never made eye contact, never smiled, never celebrated, never gave you the fist pump, but he was like a machine.
Human now. So he's made mistakes. I understand the psyche moves. I understand psychology.
And you know what next year is going to be like when they're in the format? He is back.
He's back.
Anyone that says Tiger is not back...
You're crazy.
Fool.
You're an idiot. You're a jerk.
As long as he is healthy, no more surgeries in the offseason, Tiger's going to compete for majors next year. And if you were a betting man, you'd probably say that Tiger next year is probably going to win a major. That was a great scene yesterday. And Tiger Woods is great for golf. And it's great for what we do, Taz.
Yes.
Because now it adds another thing into the mix that we have to watch.
Yes, I need more TVs. I need more hours in the day. I got to watch the wrestling,
too. Nobody cares if Justin Thomas wins this major. Nobody cares. We're not going to be. It'll be in the update. When Tiger wins it,
Mikey
B came in. 15-minute monologues.
Mikey B came in and started talking about, during the break, regular TV shows that normal humans watch. And I'm like, bro, I watch sports and wrestling. I can't watch anything else. He's watching shows with his wife. They're laughing. They're crying. They're enjoying. They're embracing. They're holding hands.
Oh, Mike is a big fan of the NBC lineup.
Great lineup.
I'm screaming at Josh Allen. You know, come on. Jump over up.
You can DVR it. I do watch a lot of sports, but I try and get a show here or there. But I'm not great at it.
Big Brother is the only show I watch.
It's terrible. Terrible show. Don't admit that.
Dude, I've been watching for
years. I know you have.
Wife.
You and
it's
your
like
wife
a big
love
deal.
It.
And
this
we bury it. Once we get towards the end, we hate it.
All right. I'm sure you do.
But you're already in. You're in.
All right. Once you're in, you got to finish it out.
It's wrapping up soon. Yes, I know you were wondering. So now you know.
I am very curious.
You couldn't
I thought that was wrapped up already.
No, this week it's done. You won't hear me talk about it for another year.
Number two.
Patriots just look awful on both sides of the ball. Fall 1-2.
Pats are a 1-2 football team on this Monday morning.
He has Zach right there. I don't think he made much sense in that.
It didn't sound
He's trying to be too...
Spoken segments.
Yeah, he's trying to be too...
Patriots just look awful on both sides of the ball. Fall 1-2.
Oh, boy.
Does that mean... Wait, play that again.
Yeah, we got to have a post-production meeting with him.
Wait, hold on.
Patriots just look awful on both sides of the ball. Fall 1-2.
Is he bombed?
No, I think he did that on purpose.
Why?
I
saw he had your ear before
To go a little inside radio here.
Inside baseball.
It's been a rough morning for Zach. He didn't read the correct three to start, so we had to do a redo.
You yell at him when he does this? Like, what are you doing, Zach?
I said, Zach, you read the 8:20 a.m. Eastern segment, not the three. So we had to redo it.
I picture him getting annoyed at you. Did he get annoyed, Pete?
This was after he was holding court for about 30 minutes.
Well, I did witness that. I witnessed that for a while. And Mooch was part of that courthouse meeting.
I was breaking down the Giants.
Oof. It's like 5 a.m. Like, Zach, stop.
I called a Giant fan out there a fraud. He goes, you're a Redskin fan. You wore a Giant shirt. You're a fraud. You know, the shirt was free. Don't call me a fraud.
Oh,
you've been ripping Eli Manning for weeks, and now all of a sudden you're wearing an Eli shirt. You're a fraud.
Fraud.
You're a Giant hat.
Grown man. I should have worn my Bills hat. It's not often you get to wear one, but I didn't.
Disgusting.
Yeah, Zach doesn't like anybody talking about the Giants unless it's him.
Oh, okay. Not even Mikey B. Mikey B's a big Giant fan.
No.
I'm not looking to talk to him.
You should go to a game with him. You and Zach at the game, that'd be great.
I'll be watching the NBC lineup.
Get pretzels with cheese dip.
Dude, that would be a great scene.
You imagine that? Put it on IG, Taz and Moose.
Dude, that would be awesome.
I'll pass.
You and Zach at a Giant game there for 4 hours?
I'll buy the tickets.
How about a little tailgate?
Oh, could you imagine
video
that?
It?
I think I'll try to lose them.
I'll buy the tickets. Moose will get the Uber for you guys.
I'll do that.
All right, fine. I'm in.
Free Uber, he's in.
You have to it's a close drive.
You have to video. We need video.
Yes, this is a lot of content. Instagram, Taz and the Moose, everything.
Do we have a Facebook page?
No, and we're not getting one.
Why not?
Because you know why, okay? Because we're not, no. There's a struggle as it is. Okay, let's just leave it at that.
We have a Facebook page.
Let me take that. We do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll post the interviews and audio on there.
Excuse me. We have a Facebook page on this show?
Yeah.
I've been on this show, what, a couple of months? And, 9 months. How long have we been here? 9 months?
We start in January. We're coming up, we're almost 9 whole months.
And we have a Facebook. I had no idea.
We talked about it months ago, but anyway, the Patriots lose.
Oh, yeah.
Patriots lost.
That's so nice.
They look terrible. Anyone that's going to give me the hot cheese take where they're going to sell
hot the
Pats are done.
Yeah, they're going to give you the hot
cheese. It's over.
Yeah, they're going to give you hot cheese.
The long rain is over.
Hot cheese.
Gotta give you hot cheese.
I heard the same thing 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And the Pats went on to win the Super Bowl.
There's problems.
Right.
Oh, not Pats so fast.
Right. Let's wait. They're like a vampire. Yeah. Until they're dead.
That's the truth. Former Jet fan, Bills
until
fan now.
You see them.
You're right. You are right.
I've got to see the body.
I got to see the body. I want them to stomp on them every week, and then I'll start to believe it maybe in week like 10 or 11.
Right. When they're humming right along, scoring 38 points a game in December, be like, oh, my God, here they come again.
Yeah.
They're a machine.
Belichick's miserable, more miserble. See, it was a thing online. He didn't high-five a kid at the stadium in Detroit. He comes walking out with a cut sweatshirt with his gimmick, and some little kid's like, Coach Belichick. He blew the kid off.
That's terrible.
Man.
Good for Patricia, though.
Surgery here.
What do you think Patricia ate for dinner last night after the victory?
A lot.
Would you go steak?
No.
Burger and fries?
That.
Ribs?
With the ribs. Burger, fry, ribs, and probably a half gallon of Breyers chocolate chip ice cream.
I would have a couple beers. He's got to have a couple beers, right?
He was probably drinking at halftime beers.
No.
I don't want to accuse him of that, but I'm just assuming that. I'm just my assumption.
I'm Matt Patricia.
I wouldn't say he's doing that like that, but I just would think that he's that type of knock-around guy.
I think he enjoys a good beer.
And a good maybe five or six racks of ribs.
Ribs are great.
And a cow.
Baby back.
I could see.
You like St. Louis or baby back?
I like the baby back.
Yeah.
I like a baby back. Yeah.
Number three.
When I point to Pete.
You like that? Bill stunned the Vikings and the whole wide world.
Yeah. Yes, you like that. Yes.
You like it. Like
throwing cousins. Yes.
He says to me, Az, how about your Bills? Oh, yeah, Zach. I'm going on the air. I walked in the studio. That was the extent of the conversation.
Right. The Buffalo Bills. It makes everyone hate with their performance yesterday. Number one, you're ticked off at the Vikings. They're terrible. What an awful performance.
They
Zimmer.
Look bad.
What an embarrassing coaching job. After he sends the message by cutting the rookie kicker, they come out. Well, how was Dan Bailey yesterday for you? sitting on the sideline. His team's getting steamrolled. Out-muscled at the point of attack. With the reading glasses at the tip of your nose.
But a team that everybody thought wasn't going to get a win, including me.
Right. Voted the worst team in the NFL, comes in as a 17-point underdog and wins the game by 21. That's embarrassing. That's an absolute no-show that Zimmer's team pulled. An absolute no-show. Ruined knockout pools across the country.
Yeah,
out. Unless you went away from the Vikings. And now I have to deal with the aspect of I went with the Vikings, and then Taz, during the course of the break, keeps on hinting to me, listen, I listened to you last week about the Vikings. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I would have picked somebody else, but I was saying to myself, you know, you got to – Moose is right. Go take the checker on the check. Go Minnesota. It's the easy way out. He's referenced it basically every hour at some point during the hour. He's referenced the fact that he picked Minnesota because of me. Well, what would you like me to do? Want me to give you $20 back?
No. I don't need that. Let me read you on Twitter here. So the Buffalo Bills fans, this was our Super Bowl. It's a picture of Tom Brady holding up the trophy. We are done now. Let's pack up. Nothing to see here. Let's head back home. Congrats. Hashtag Bills Mafia. That's from at Official Taz with 1Z. Yes,
nice.
That's for me. And I also did you see my tweet about the knockout pools?
I did not.
That's good. Well, she got me on mute. That's fine. I got you on mute, too.
I don't have you on mute.
Look at this, dude. Look, I put a little cedar candle. Look at that. Look.
That's nice. That's a good job.
It says knockout pools worldwide. Basically, it's a rest in peace with a candle.
I'm going to retweet that right now.
I'm partially to blame, too, for you being knocked out.
I'm retweeting it.
No, no, dude. You don't have to retweet.
Why?
It's a day late. It's over. Like, what
I'll
are you doing?
I'll retweet it right now.
This guy's too much. No.
What happened?
I love your weekend tweets.
I'm partially to blame as well for Taz being knocked out yesterday.
Why is that?
Because I sent Taz the reminder, hey, don't forget you need to get your pick in.
That's a good point.
For the knockout pool. Because I remember last week
get reminders?
No, Taz asked for a reminder.
Yeah,
he said last week on the air, you're not doing a good job producing. I need reminders. So I made sure to set an alarm and I sent him a reminder. And then I sent a reminder,
the
and he picked,
going
Minnesota,
on?
And he picked Minnesota. And if I didn't remind you, you'd be forced into the 4 o'clock game where you would have taken the Rams.
He's right. So I still
and then the Ernie would have had to remind you.
But Mike, I appreciate you having accountability. I still put the onus on Mark Melusis.
I made that clear.
I'm sorry.
You made that perfectly clear.
I shouldn't have. I should have took the Rams in the knockout.
Well, I actually feel better now. Because if I came in this morning and I was knocked out by Minnesota, your Bills, you're like, listen, I went Rams. Why would you go?
I
was a little fearful of that, but that would have bothered me.
That
would have bothered me. That would have had a hard. That would have been a rough 3 hours this morning. Knowing that Taz is still alive and well,
that would have
picked
been,
the Rams,
oh, man.
And I went down with the Vikings as his Bills beat the Vikings.
Damn, my first gut was go with the Rams, and I'm like, no, Rivers could be good. Let's not. And I went with
a shootout in Atlanta. Plus, how about
Bears? The third one? We did the third.
Yeah, we did.
All right,
Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
We just talked about it.
Sorry.
And the Bears are in first place in the NFC North. We get into that next. And an AB update. Taz Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. Come on!
I got a postcard from the Bills. Remember this postcard, Moose?
I do.
Let's
read it.
From the other day. We appreciate your support so much that we wanted to send you some swag. Use hashtag GoBills on social media, Taz, if you'd like to show it off. Thanks again, the Buffalo Bills.
Nice.
You know what I did? Nothing. I didn't take a picture. I didn't tweet nothing. But I have the stuff.
They should send us all. Everyone, the Bills should send everyone here a care package.
You want this postcard?
No, thank you.
You can have it.
You finally picked that up.
It's to you.
Well, where'd you find it, AB? You found someone? Where was it?
Yeah, it's been near my workstation since. I think it was in the box.
The Bills should send us all a care package for the victory yesterday because they knocked them us all out with the Minnesota Vikings. AB, were you in the knockout pool?
No, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers took me out in week one when I picked the Saints.
Oh, you stink.
Bisseglia, were you part of it?
Never entered.
Oh, Bilotti.
The body is Pete?
The body is out.
From the Vikings?
Week one.
Oh, week one
Saints.
City.
Week one Saints.
Wow.
I took the Ravens
we're
against my
Bills.
Yeah, we're all losers.
We're all losers.
Can we find out who's lasting, like who on Ernie's dealer?
I mean, I'd be shocked.
Here's the poll that Bisseglia has. He texted Ernie. Ernie has yet to respond.
Yeah, I know.
You know how many guests I've helped him out with? Unbelievable.
And the guy don't respond.
Ernie just ignored him.
He don't even reply to him.
Like, oh, my God. I got stuff to do.
Yeah. It's like, leave me alone. Who's this? Mike Bisseglia. Oh, he does, though. I don't
know. The Nets fan? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Another one?
Another one.
Yeah, I deal with Evan.
The other one.
A day.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so
the
if anybody. Maybe you want this, you sure you don't want this for the kids? The postcard you want to give to your kids?
What are they going to do with the postcard?
Your face was dramatic. You're like, what?
Postcard?
What would they do? This would be ripped up in your kitchen in the garbage in about 2 seconds.
No disrespect. It'd be on the floor. I'd step on it, and then I'd throw it away. No disrespect to you or the Bills. It just is what they'd look at me like, oh, nice.
Hey, look, how much did it mean to me? I just threw it in the newsroom. AB found it somewhere. I don't know where it was. In the microwave? Where was it?
It meant nothing to you.
I know. It really didn't. It's handwritten, too.
I know.
I don't even care. You know?
That is like.
That's how I am. I'm a hard ass. I don't care, bro. I got no emotions.
Very similar in nature to there was a book that was sitting in one of the cubicles. We started here in January. It was sitting there for like 4 months. So one morning, I finally opened up the book, and the author wrote a nice note congratulating Amy Lawrence on a year on the gear. So here's a book for you to read and this and that. And it was just sitting there for like 4 months.
Maybe she kept it here for motivation.
You guys get in here!
I was like, well, I said to someone, at least if you're going to, at least take the book home.
I know. It
was a nice note. It's like, congratulations, I enjoy.
Oh, Jeff, what's his name? Perlman. He came in. He gave us the USFL book. I have it. I have it at the house.
So do I.
I read it all the time. I read a couple pages.
So do I. Yeah, I have it at the house.
Sit down.
I gave it to you. You're like, this is for me? I'm like, yeah. But if Jeff Perlman sent you a book.
I like Jeff.
Wrote it, you would at least, even if you had no intention of reading the book, you would take it home. You would take it home. Someone takes the time to send you something, at least take it home. That's a handwritten, that's a postcard. That's a bad job
team.
By you.
I know.
I'll be honest with you.
It
it's a terrible job by you.
You're so noble. Really.
The Bills send you something, put something together. They write a nice handwritten note. You basically have it next to Bogus as he's preparing for a soccer game later on.
Use it as a coaster.
I mean,
as he's going to watch Wontor play Garden City.
Trash.
Right,
at least take it home. Do that much. Honestly,
put
in the back pocket. You got a bag. You're already starting to pack up. put it in the bag and get ready to leave.
You know, the body took the time and the sentiment to give one of our coworkers a bottle of champagne to celebrate the birth of his first child.
What?
And I believe that bottle is still somewhere here, and the kid's about to go to high school.
I don't pitch it. Really? I pitch a piece.
Is that true?
Cheap-ass champagne.
Bilotti, you bought somebody what kind of champagne?
It's one of those bottles that you can write on it, on the front. I forgot the name of the brand.
Is it made like a chalkboard?
Yeah. Well, you can write with like a marker on
it. A Sharpie.
Yeah. So
Sharpie
it's more of a novelty.
It sounds really high-end. It sounds great.
No? So you personalized a bottle of champagne to somebody on the birth of their first child. And it's been sitting here for like 6 years.
Well, I don't know where it is now, but it was sitting for a little while. So
maybe it ages well.
Can we get some initials?
No more bottles of champagne.
Can we get some initials?
He hosts a show.
He's a host.
Yeah,
there's a lot of hosts.
First name.
I know.
First name begins with B.
No, that's all you're getting from me is the host of a show.
Bobby. No.
First name begins with B. Is that correct?
I am not. I have no comment.
That's true.
Pete's way over.
I know
seconds.
Who it is. I won't call him.
Pete, stop talking.
Take it away. Yeah.
Your report is brought to you by Werner. Thank you to all of the hardworking pros out there. Werner, the official ladder of pros everywhere. The Patriots are 1-2 for the first time in 6 seasons. They've lost back-to-back games by double figures for the first time since 2002. Bill Belichick sounding like Bill Belichick after last night's 26-10 loss in Detroit.
The Lions did everything a lot better than we did it tonight. So give them credit. They played well, coached well. We just didn't do anything well enough to give ourselves a chance to win. Similar situation last week.
First win for new Lions coach Matt Patricia. Meanwhile, Matthew Stafford, a pair of touchdown throws. Rookie Kerryon Johnson with Detroit's first 100-yard game on the ground since 2013. Current Seahawks safety Earl Thomas picked off 2 passes in a 24-13 win over the Cowboys yesterday afternoon. Thomas, the subject of renewed trade rumors involving Dallas. Thomas heard those rumors from interesting sources yesterday.
I heard chatter. People was coming up to me and saying that a trade might happen. Even pregame, a couple of Cowboys coaches, I don't know if they're trying to play a psychological game, but they're like, you ready to, you know, for the trade tomorrow?
Oh, they're partying, bro. They're getting partying down. You hear that?
While Cowboy coaches are flirting with Earl Thomas.
Who was that? Was that what he called in the background? Who was that? That was sound like Atomic Dog. Anybody remember that song? Atomic Dog. Bow wow wow baby yo baby. You know that song?
No, I know that. Is that
what? Would be what?
No, that's Snoop that Doggy Dog.
Yeah.
It's you're saying Atomic Dog.
No, that was a mixing two songs.
It's Snoop Doggy Dog.
Atomic Dog.
Bow, wow, wow.
No, there was a song. No.
Atomic Dog.
Okay, but so while all you youngins are laughing, there was a song back in the day called Atomic Dog. There was.
Well, I don't remember that
song.
By
George Clinton.
Okay, I remember Snoop Doggy Dog.
Yes, of course, the Snoop. Yeah, of course, I know him. 420 Jones. Yeah, I know the Snoop.
D-O-double-G.
Yeah, but he took some samples from Atomic Dog.
I'm sure he probably did.
While AB sits to his suburban ass.
So George Clinton, his song was called Atomic Dog? Yeah. And they were singing Atomic.
I think so. Hold on,
can Pete find this? So the problem might be that you're old, not super white.
Hold on a second. This is Atomic Dog, and they're...
Wait, where's the lyrics?
It's coming.
It's the beginning. It's called the little bumper.
I hope somebody curses in this.
I hope not.
Because we're live listening.
Old school. So it's Atomic Dog, and it mixed. They're in a locker room. I heard it in the background.
I feel like
Snoop. No. That's this guy. And Snoop hacked him. This must be an instrumental.
What is this?
This is instrumental.
Wait, it's a build-up. It's a 5-minute build-up.
10 minutes.
This is P-Funk.
Don't worry. The Wheel of a Nation is all over the Sun Twitter. They're going to find what I'm talking about, and they will come through.
I'll believe you. They're going to make it.
But if you're referring...
they're going to find George Clinton. You're recording a song called Atomic Dog.
Yeah, right.
It's going to sound like Snoop. Do it now.
But here's the point. If we've ever heard of Atomic Dog, the answer to that would be no.
You're right.
And I'm okay with that.
Yes. It's okay. It's the Snoop Dogs. But there was... I'm telling you, that it was inspired. There was some samples. I'm pretty sure there was.
You can hear it. It is very similar.
Yeah, no, it is. There's definitely a sample.
Have a great ear.
Mike, don't agree with Taz. Moose will get mad. That was the one time in 9 months Mike agreed with me on the air.
No, it was during March Madness.
He's going to get mad at you. Moose will get angry.
Don't you do it. Stop. Don't be silly.
That's a music industry legacy over
Moose,
there, too.
You're the next oldest guy here. I'm surprised you don't know that song by Atomic Dog.
Atomic Dog.
George Clinton's.
It doesn't exist. That's why he doesn't remember it.
It does exist. Son.
Atomic. Take it away, Andrew.
Yeah, sure. Drew Brees scored the tying and winning points
a 10-minute instrumental.
On the run. His Saints.
Still going. I said, where's the lyrics? Let it establish. 10 seconds later, Taz. Where's the lyrics?
Got a lot of time.
It's been an instrumental.
The Saints beat the Falcons 43-37 in OT in Atlanta. The Rams took care of the Chargers 35-23. Buffalo stunned Minnesota 27-6. The Titans got by the Jaguars 9-6. Baltimore beat Denver 27-14. And the Eagles held off the Colts 20-16. Carson Wentz, 25 for 37, 255 yards with a score and a pick in his first game since December. Niners QB Jimmy Garoppolo suffered a likely torn ACL on a run late in a 38-27 loss in Kansas City. Tiger Woods ending his 5-year drought, winning the Tour Championship. It's his 80th career title. the Cleveland Indians, a 4-3 win in 11 over the Red Sox last night. And we continue to wait on a Jimmy Butler trade. T-Wolves owner Glenn Taylor has reportedly overruled head coach Tom Thibodeau and the front office, telling them to move the unhappy All-Star. Guys?
Hold on. Relax. Don't leave yet. See, I'm looking at Atomic Dog Wikipedia. Atomic Dog is a song by George Clinton from his 1982 album Computer Games. Nasty Dog, Slick Rick, I can't say this next thing, and Snoop Dogg, okay, all basically inspired by this song. So, and Moose is trying to find it. He's doing a better job, Moose, than the board operator, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, I have the song.
You have the song. So when you, and I don't, I think it's clean.
I don't even know, is this clean?
I think. I'm a dog. See?
Yeah,
wow.
It is. There you go.
Taz wins.
But I've never heard of that song.
Yeah,
before.
So you're just
it's old.
School.
I was, well,
you're
I was
cool, but old.
I was a sophomore in high school when that thing came out.
Oh.
And I went to a very urban-esque school, so that was playing a lot in a locker room.
That's fair.
I can confirm that. Taz went to high school in my neighborhood that no one was allowed to go to.
It was
so we were
bad.
All right.
He just homeschooled.
So Taz was right on Atomic Dog, and we were all right that we never heard of it.
And that's all good.
Yeah, so everyone wins.
That's all good. But see, now, if we could, I don't know if they, maybe they were playing the original. They were playing Snoop Dogg,
Pete,
right?
I have no idea.
Pete don't want to be bothered.
I have no idea
he's
what Pilates is playing. I have no idea. But we
he
found
looks miserable.
We have an answer.
The light looks, FM version.
He looks miserable. It looks like he just farted. One
so,
of he's got a
no,
weird look
so
on his
we
face.
Over Nation could stop sweating.
We have a nation.
We'll come back.
Like, oh, we just tried to reach out to George Clinton. We almost had
the undercard. It comes your way next. Taz and Moose with you.
Lead me
CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. Time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Sarah in L.A. Do you think my Bears can actually win the NFC North? Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Never know, I doubt it. I mean, I do doubt it. There were life and death yesterday with the Arizona Cardinals.
Khalil Mack's unbelievable, dude.
He is unbelievable.
Oh,
he's great. He's a great player.
Amazing.
It has been. I mean, it shouldn't... he's doing very things very similar in nature to the things that he did with the Raiders, but now all eyes are on Mack with the Chicago Bears. But, yeah, I still think when push comes to shove, it's going to be the Vikings or the Packers in that division.
Absolutely. No, I agree with you.
I mean, can they? Anything's possible. I just don't think it'll happen.
I think a lot of us maybe felt that the Bears, would stink. So, Sarah in L.A., I don't think your team's going to stink. I think you're going to be okay, and you look pretty good right now. You're sitting at 2-1. You just beat the Cardinals yesterday on the road, which is impressive, 16-14. So, and Trubisky, he's a gamer. He makes some mistakes here and there, but he's a gamer. I mean, you know, he works hard on the field. He's a hustler. He wants to win. You got to love the kid, Cohen. He's just like a little lightning bolt. I mean, and defensively, Khalil Mack has really amped the team up. But I know we're talking about the Bears there because of Sarah, but just real quick, in that game, I saw when they brought Josh Rosen in the game. Oh, my God. For the Cardinals.
Yep.
The place pops. They go crazy for him. They brought him in a really tough spot in the game. I mean, it's like there's just several minutes left in the game. It's do or die time. All the pressure on this kid. And it's like he ended up throwing two interceptions. Oh, no, one interception. They said one wasn't an interception. They said there was a defensive penalty. That's why the other one was pulled back. But he was only 4 of 7, 2 for 36 yards. He looked good, except for the interception. But you could see.
He's pressured on the pick, though. I don't know if he necessarily was able to follow through on his throw on
He's
on
so
the
much better than Bradford Moose. He really is.
Yeah, it's just a possible spot to put in. You're down 16-14. Bradford had the fumble,
it's
the
tough,
possession before.
Yeah.
The Bears take the lead. They come all the way back from 14-0 down. And you send Josh Rosen in there. I think that's a tough.
That's
I think
a tough
that's
spot, man.
A very, very difficult spot to throw a rookie quarterback in at that stage. With then Mac and the Bears pinning their ears back and attacking the quarterback. That's difficult to do.
He had a few completions right out of the box, though. He did. I got to say, he's a talented kid. But it's a tough spot.
He's a talented kid. I just don't think that's handling a commodity all that well. I think that's being stupid.
You're right. It's not grooming a young kid the right way. You're just throwing him in the game. I mean, just to appease the audience.
And some would say, well, they did the same thing with Mayfield. Well, Taylor got hurt.
Right. Well, Taylor did get hurt, and he ran off the field quick and was injured, so they had to bring Baker in. I mean, and it wasn't late in the game. When did Mayfield come in the game? Was it the second quarter? Yeah. Towards the end of the game here. So you know what the Cardinals did.
We came in with 5 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
That's when Josh Rosen, the Arizona Cardinals, thought that his career should begin. I just think it's. I get it. I don't think he looked bad. I think Rosen's going to be a player.
Yes, he's going to be a player.
And he's a very, very talented quarterback. I just think that's putting him in a position to fail.
Absolutely.
Instead of putting him in a position to be successful. So if I have something that I treasure that I believe is going to help lead an organization to long-term sustained success, that's not the way that I handle that kind of commodity.
Like
I think
the
that's
future
stupid.
World champion Buffalo Bills, the way they handled Josh Allen. See?
Yeah.
You can't say they stink anymore, buddy.
No, not anymore. They'll go back.
You said enough the past 3 weeks.
They'll go back to their losing ways, though.
I know. Well, that's what I said. I agree. We will not probably win another game. But
that'll be it.
I really
knocks out everyone in the knockout pool, and then they go on their merry way.
That's what I said. Pack up. See you later. We're done. We just won a Super Bowl. That's it. So we're moving on.
And Bills Mafia celebrates. Let's get to the undercard.
Taz and the Moose present The Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, let's get to it, Mikey B.
How about if the Bills did, though, go on a run and went to the Super Bowl? What a story, Taz.
That would be could you imagine? I mean, a boy can dream. It's not going to happen, but that would be awesome, you know? Could you imagine that?
Be some run.
Yeah.
Did we see the real Eli Manning yesterday in the Giants' 27-22 win over the Texans?
Listen, Manning can play still. Those that say he can't put in blame on Eli's shoulders and say that it's just him and not the offensive line. When you are 0-2, everyone's with blame. Coaching, players, game plan, what have you. But it doesn't all of a sudden fall on just Manning's shoulders. They could still win with Eli Manning. And you saw it yesterday. It's not a really good Houston Texans team right now. And Bill O'Brien, the Texans have dug themselves a hole that they're probably not going to be able to dig themselves out of. And they're going to play a lot of relevant football here. But for the Giants, yeah, Eli can still play. If you give him time, he can still make the throws. There's still enough weapons. He's got playmakers. The offensive line has got to do their job. And the Giants made the positional change at right tackle yesterday, putting Wheeler in at right tackle
Flowers, right?
And benching Eric Flowers, which was the right decision by
Absolutely.
Head coach Pat Shurmur.
Yeah. Hey, you know, listen, man, I'm to me, stock's rising for the Giants. I mean, Barkley, what do you have? Like close to 100 yards, just 82 yards. I'm looking at it. Beckham, 109 yards, 9 receptions. I mean, you know, and Manning, like you said, he's got the weapons. Those are his main guys, obviously. I'm all in. I think the Giants are going to have a good year. It's still early. Give them a chance. Give Manning a chance. They'll start kicking things up.
Well, interesting test this week, 4:25 out at MetLife Stadium as they entertain Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints.
Well, that's
going to
be
a tough test.
That's going to be tough goings right there, and yeah, that's going to be rough. And for those counting, my Bills will go at another nasty NFC team, the Packers, in Lambeau. We're done.
Yeah,
that's
probably.
Why I said pack up and just stay in Buffalo.
Unless they play like yesterday, which was like the best team in the NFL.
But yes!
They'll probably go back to being what the Bills were the first 2 weeks, which was a little more than a speed bump.
Yes. I'm not arguing that.
All right, next.
The Raiders had a 17-14 lead going into the fourth quarter against the Dolphins, ultimately losing 28-20. Oakland 0-3 on the year. Could the start have been any worse for John Gruden?
I don't think you can get worse than 0-3, so I say no.
Quarterback's got to make he threw a bad interception into the end zone. They got stuffed as well on a fourth and goal inside the one where they went for it. The Raiders.
He dropped my Schneemers on my Fernum. Okay. The team is playing. Yeah, it fell down on the Fernum. Yeah, the team is playing hard. Yeah,
Gruden
for sure.
Made sure to point that out after the game yesterday in the loss to the Miami Dolphins on the road. They are playing hard. It's a work in progress. Carr's got to do a better job taking care of the football. There are deficiencies with the team. It's 0-3. He came there. Rome wasn't built in a day. And he came in to change the direction of that franchise long term. We'll see if Gruden could do it. The Mac trade was a bad one.
It was, Moose. And the reason why, it's not just his ability. I think it took a lot of the, heart might be a strong word, some of the vigor out of the locker room. I think the locker room kind of, I think Gruden lost a lot of the players in that locker room with the whole, the way the Mac situation went down. It's not just that he's gone from the team. It's the way it went down, how long and drawn out
was. They are playing hard, though. They haven't quit for
They haven't quit. I don't know if they're playing hard for Gruden, though. I think they're playing hard for their pride. That's just my opinion, watching them play.
I think they're playing hard for Gruden.
You think so?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I just don't think they dig him. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
The only time they came apart was second half against the Rams when the Rams woke up, but they might be the best team in the NFL.
Mm. Well, there's no argument there.
They easily could have beat the Broncos last week. And they're leading the game. They were leading the game on Sunday at one point in time. What was it? 21-7?
21-7, yeah, and then they lost 28-20.
Or they were winning 20-7, I should say, and lose the game 28-20.
And Carr, I mean, he had close to 350
yards. And they got stopped
yards.
On a fourth and goal inside the one, and Carr threw an interception in the end zone. Think about that. They could have put up yesterday 34 points.
Well, Carr had two INTs on the day. And he threw close to 350. So, you know, he was slinging it. So, yeah, I don't know, man. The Gruden thing, I'm just, me personally, I'm not buying in on it. I mean, they're 0-3, and we'll see what happens. I just think, like, to your point about the Mac thing, I think it was even beyond that. It was beyond his talent. I just think that he was an important guy in that locker room. I think a lot of players respected and liked Khalil Mack. Liked him as a teammate and stuff. You heard that. I mean, so that's just what I think. But
I'm not saying that they didn't.
No, I'm just saying.
I do think that they are playing hard for Gruden. I love the fact that Gruden's back in the league. I think it's good for the NFL. Hopefully he's able to get the Raiders back to winning ways, but obviously not a good start at 0-3.
No, and then they got to go. Now they got the Browns coming into Oakland.
Yeah.
Right? Which should be a nice battle on Sunday.
That'll be a fun game.
I think that'll be a fun game. I agree.
That will be.
All right, here we go.
Reports have the Pittsburgh Steelers listening for offers for Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, good luck.
Realistically, where could he land?
Yeah, like 30 cents on the dollar.
Ugh.
That's what you get for Le'Veon Bell at this stage.
Who knows
where he is physically, what kind of shape he is in, number one. Number two, where could he land? You have to start with the teams that have got cap space. You got to start with the teams that have got cap space to be able to afford the $14.8 million that he is due to make once he signs that franchise tender, unless you have that's basically it.
Right.
So you're gonna have to afford him. So that's where you would begin. I don't know if it's hard to imagine looking at contending teams, Taz, to maybe look at being a running back away, have that kind of money under the cap to be able to afford Bell.
You nailed it. I mean, I don't know what you're gonna do because of the money and the guys. He hasn't been in. Who knows what kind of football shape he's in. I'm not saying the guy's not training, but it's different. He's not playing football. It's a big difference. I mean, it's just, who knows? I mean,
right. Take 2.4, I guess, off that docket because he's lost about 800 grand each week. So
that's unbelievable. That's amazing that he still loses that kind of money.
Think about it. $855,000 every week.
Dude, that's just, that's
nuts. Insane.
That's nuts. There are people, I said this a while back, bro. There are people that work 10, 12 years and
don't
make $800,000.
No.
You know what I mean? That's horrible.
And he is scoffing at it
and
saying, I'll be worth more. Think about that. He and his agent are saying, I'm going to be worth more as a free agent if I play less this year, so I'll sacrifice the money this year. Don't you think he's relatively going to get around the same amount of money? Do you think he's going to make do you think somebody's going to give him $10 million more in bonus money this offseason because he didn't get as many touches in 2018?
No.
Or say $6 million to make up for the loss in revenue this year. I don't see it.
I understand the theory because you're not getting hit as much, but he also didn't play. He could go this whole year without playing at all. That definitely can happen. We're on the way. You know?
You're right about that.
Yes,
make
sir.
Sure to download the podcast
thank
every
you,
day.
Moose.
Radio.com. We're gonna thank you in a second. Apple Podcast. Mikey B, great job. Pete the Body, AB, Jim Diopoulos for joining us earlier on the program. Taz, congrats to your Bills.
Yeah. Cool.
I really
fired up.
Really, really, really mean that.
Thank you, pal.
And congrats on Atomic Dog.
Atomic
Dog. We Over Nation celebrates.
Yeah, buddy. Taz is right again.
Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.